Till 5 p.m.
Move the approval of the agenda.
Okay. It's been moved as, to approve the agenda. Any second?
A second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that the to approve the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. All those say nay? Okay. It's been moved and it's been approved. On to approval of the minutes. I give you about a minute to look at, or less, to look at the
There's
minutes.
Not a whole lot. I didn't want to get too specific since it was with Mr. Mulligan.
So yeah.
I thought they were fine. I looked at it online. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Steve?
I didn't get any indication whether he was coming or not. And I probably need to talk with him, I know.
Have we heard any more from Mr. Mulligan?
No, I tried to speak with him at the city council meeting, and it seems like he told us.
Well.
Yeah, I talked to Tina today about that, too, and said sometimes it takes him some time because he's got a little
sure.
bunch of different
I just wondered if we could.
I'll have her send an email to him here shortly.
Okay.
See what we can get from him, see if he gets any updates.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll move that also.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from December 21st, 2017. All those in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
All in the ayes? Okay. The minutes have been approved for December 21st, 2017. Now on to the treasurer's report. Probably nothing really has changed.
Right? Nothing has changed, but there are some things coming up. So Paul Crane's been reaching out to us, and he's at the final stages of it. So he's been communicating with Dennis and everybody over there at HECTV.
He's in the stages of formatting it properly and getting it to us for review to make sure that he's what he promised to deliver. So he admitted he took a few years in the middle of to grow up.
Mm-hmm. Well,
then he picked up the project again.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Okay. Well, you know, you have to get your stamp of approval before we could...
Mm-hmm. To get the final grant.
I was telling Kyle, he did tell me that he had a showing scheduled, and I said, we can't do that until this group approves it, because it's got our stamp on it. If it goes out with something slanderous in there, then...
Yeah.
By the way, this is brought to you by Calif University City. We don't want that.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's one of the things outstanding that still the $1,500 from the last part of his grant.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody also has, after the minutes, there's a small piece of paper in here for the budget that it's more of a draft, but I also have to get some input from everybody to of what you think. So some of these numbers I kind of put in here. I didn't know as far as for revenue, if prior year grant refund would be a part of that. So Mr. R. Holliday, I know when John was here, we kind of talked to him shortly about it, saying there's, you know, a couple routes we could go to be able to, but since the statute of limitations was in effect, you know, the contract's stale in a way. So we would have to get him to sign up the contract, still have to find a strategy for that if you guys are wanting to pursue. So could add a line for an amount there. Legal services, that was kind of a number that I shot in the dark. It might be higher just because his rate is quite high. So, and I don't know exactly how much research he's going to do to get all the answers that we need. And I don't know how much we're going to use him. So for the number for St. Louis Media Works, we have, that's strictly from year one budget. But if you guys, you know, I was going to wait until you guys decided, you know, that's the number you want to go for, higher, lower. And then current year grants, that's just the final grant for Mr. Paul Crane. So, but this is just a rough draft of everything. But if you guys have any additions to it, any suggestions, we might find out more information down the road once we hear, you know, more back from John. But this is just kind of an idea of what it's going to look like. So.
No, this doesn't have the media works in here, does it?
It, on the left-hand side, it says St. Louis Media Works Consortium.
Right. Oh, well, that's the amount that for the library, it says.
For the year one budget, that's what I mean.
Yeah. But the Media Works was $54,833.
For the salary included on there.
Income minus expenses. Total expenses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So about 60. Now, is that?
So the, yeah, there'd be an additional 60. And then, so then there's the all the other fees and things for the...
Yeah, so plus, 5,767. Mm-hmm. So it's about 60,000.
So 60 on top of the...
On top of this.
The 101.
101, but I don't see...
Well, this is just a proposal. This
here,
is real.
Yeah, this is just real rough.
Because
okay. So
Mr. Mulligan says that we should have an annual budget, and so that's... So Kyle...
Yeah.
...took that. Because really, the legal fees line item might change too. Because you probably have a
I don't know. I have never seen any of his invoices before, and you know, he kind of charges on his own time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's just researching things, he might just jot some time down, and it's quite costly for him. So it could be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 something.
Right.
Depends on how.
And we
far.
Have to discuss probably not at this meeting about like. How many times do we think we're going to use him?
Exactly.
And for what? This is the first time we've ever had.
Exactly. And we don't know how many times we're going to need him.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go into litigation eventually, you know, if he's going to be our representative, that's another cost for legal services.
So,
just kind of throwing out some numbers. That was kind of just the cost that I think when he showed up the first time. So, but we might find out a better idea when we get a little bit further.
Right.
Once we hear back from them. So.
So this is just it. You know, what are
this
we
is just done kind of for you to see it and see what you think and anything you think would need to be added as of right now. So. But other than that, that's really all I got.
Okay. I do remember how David says we really don't need to vote on the treasurer's report, but I kind of like, because I just like crossing T's and dotting I's. But we can vote to accept the treasurer's report.
Mm-hmm.
So, entertain a motion for that. To accept the treasurer's report?
Sure, I'll move that.
Okay, any second? Second. Okay, moving second to accept the treasurer's report. All those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any nays? Okay. So now we're going to head into the main meat of the meeting, the discussion about the combined proposal, which we've just now seen. So the two of you are going to have to walk us through it. So who wants to go first? Maybe they're like,
hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Van Herway. I'm sure I've met most of you at one time or another, but maybe you've forgotten my name. This proposal that's in front of you right now is for a joint project between the library and Mr. Carousella here, who would be working on the media works part. The library, I think, has, you know, been pretty much a technology center since we received that Mornet grant several years ago. We've gone into a little bit of movie making business. We have the One Button Studio. We've been doing 3D printing, things like that. What we're asking for is basically a continuation of things that the library's already focused on. We'd like to offer more classes for movie making. We'd like to get some more equipment that would be available to the public. Everybody can check out anything that we have available here. over time, you know, I have to let Tony talk about the whole MediaWorks aspect of this to build the 501c3 and the continuation of this program. Can I answer any specific questions that you have? I don't know. I think we've talked about this many meetings already, and I don't want to go over the exact same things that you've already heard about.
You mainly want to know what is new, you know, with the proposal of showing the combined entity versus, like you said, then going over and over. Oh, you don't have?
Okay, well, for us, from the library perspective, ours has been pretty much the same, you know, asking for equipment that we could loan out to our patrons and also provide classes for them. So I guess I will let Tony talk about this part of it, which is the part that, you know,
oh, sure,
has more interesting aspects.
So yes, the new part, the new things would be essentially taking what would normally be classes and then being able to get people to work together to essentially create things that we could use for the city. So our regular classes, besides having the classes here, the 501c3 would be for developing classes, and I'd be teaching classes along with other people that work at the library. What we would be doing is teaching here in the facility and then also developing online classes. And so then also being able to charge money so that we could make a profit for our, you know, make money, but even be a nonprofit. And then be able to make it sustainable. That's our goal, to make it sustainable so that it'll end up paying for itself. For more people to perhaps teach, but then also to be able to put classes online. So the difference would be that instead of just the normal model of teaching at the library facility itself, we'd have the addition of being able to have the online classes and then being able to charge to make it program sustainable. We're also going to be working with, and I think it would probably be primarily me, working with the COCA and the Cinema St. Louis to conduct the classes and to develop their classes so that we would be going on location to whatever schools and other, you know, churches and whatever to conduct the classes there. And that would also be in digital photography and digital video. And we would start out first with the doing teaching things where you're using your cell phones and also tablets. And then we also have the Chromebooks here. So if people didn't have access to a cell phone or to a tablet, they can also use the Chromebooks here. So we have a way for people that if they couldn't afford it, they'd be able to use what's available here, or they'd be able to use their cell phones. And the whole idea would be start them out, find out who is good at the, you know, who has some talent, and then pass them on to, you know, other more programs, higher level teaching, higher level classes. Another thing that, in terms of what I would be doing too, is I would be basically taking all the programs that we're teaching, and I'll be creating a website, and through that website, it will be cover all the other entities. So, Cinema St. Louis. So we have to Patrick schedules some meetings for us, so we can talk to Cinema St. Louis and COCA, and find out how, you know, the participation of under sort of the umbrella of the MediaWorks, so that we can represent them along with, you know, the MediaWorks itself. So we can offer the programs, and everything would be under one website. And then also to be able to showcase students' work on the website. So, and then at some point in the future, to perhaps be able to, whatever work is developed through these programs to maybe make that available to, like, the Chamber of Commerce, or, you know, essentially to repurpose this so that the students could have things that they could point to and say, I have my work, you know, in a, at a, as a professional level of, you know, here's, here's some things that I've got published on the website, or, you know, somebody's business. So if we did some work with a restaurant or something like that, then they could perhaps use that for something that would be a resume item for them. So what we want to try and do is start them out small. If they don't have any, you know, it's like one of those things where a lot of them you'll find some students are, will just be on fire and just go through the entire program. Some students, you're just going to have to try and get them to you know, see what their interests are. So they might not be really keen on photography or video, but perhaps we can, through the other programs, through the COCA and the Cinema St. Louis, direct them into other areas. All right, does anybody? Oh, and then, you know, through these online classes, I've been able to contact Adobe, and they gave me access. They were very excited to hear about a program of this type, and they gave me access to their online course creation software. Mm-hmm. So, anybody have any questions about?
Has the library done any work with either COCA or Cinema St. Louis?
Yes, Cinema St. Louis actually did the first classes that we had here for movie making with the teens, and they made three commercials for the library. It turned out really, really great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was really great.
So you already have worked with Cinema St. Louis?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And COCA, I mean, we've partnered with them on different things. They have not actually come here to do classes or anything like that, but Cinema St. Louis is who did our original
Thank you.
There's summer program by Cinema Smoke, mm-hmm. That's going on now. Is that are they just bringing their program here? Or
yeah, basically, okay. He's got several classes made up specifically for library things, and he's done those at St. Louis County Public Library and some other libraries in the area. So we just hopped on that too, and so he's got a list of options, and we picked it to work with the teens. Mm-hmm. There are things for younger kids. And he's developed a couple for adults, but never really got the adults interested enough. The teens were very interested, mm-hmm. though. They did a wonderful job. So.
And so will all the classes will be here at the library, or will there be other locations?
Yeah, I think at the start, I mean, we have the space and can do it, but obviously there's room for growth and going other places.
Another thing I thought I might mention, too, is that we'd be collecting... So. If you've ever marketed through, like, doing online classes, collecting emails is a really important thing, you know, so the contact information. So that would be part of what my part of it would include. If you look on the budget, there's a thing on here for the ConvertKit email service. Essentially, these are third-party entities that I would work with to be able to, when we set things up through the website, and get people interested. So the first set of classes would be free, and then based on you know, getting people signed up for that kind of thing, the emails and contact information, mm-hmm. would be collected, and essentially everybody would let them know that you're opting in, so that in the future we can send out more you know, things that would be targeted for, you know, classes or things that they might be interested in. Mm-hmm. So there would be that, and then also we would have the social media aspect that I forgot to mention too. That so through, I'd be creating a Facebook page that would kind of encompass everything too. So Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So the sort of the big three, and because right now, you know, if you go on those kind of entities, you don't really see much that represents University City. You know, you find real estate people. And you find, like, news stories from, like, 3 or 4 years ago. So what we would try and do through these different classes, not immediately, but through the classes through this coming year, raise the sort of the perception of what people would see in terms of what represents University City. So we'd have the students' work, and those kinds of things, you know, would come, I would filter through me, and those would be the types of things that I put on the social media and on the website.
Mm-hmm. Raising the profile of your city is a worthy goal.
Yeah.
I imagine that when you Google it, you find some things that are not terribly flattering out there, thanks to local news.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately. So what we're trying to do is put a, you know, better face on that kind of thing.
So basically, after, you say someone goes through the training program, the student goes through the training program, what are some additional expectations of the students? And, like, what, is there going to be, like, do they get, like, some type of certificate, or how does that all work?
Yeah, so we were kind of kicking around the idea of the certificate. So after completion of each class, then you would have that kind of certificate. We would be able to keep track of who's gone through the program too, and then as they take more and more classes, then we'd be able to, you know, raise them up. You know, there might be certain levels. We haven't figured out what kind of, you know, how we would call those particular levels. But essentially, what we thought we'd start out with were the like cell phone and tablet kinds of photography and video. And then if we get students that, you know, really sort of get it, or, you know, seem like they're interested, then we take them further and use the more sophisticated video camera equipment that's available here.
Okay, and then I know it, you might have had mentioned it, but I know you previously, that they will be able to upload onto the website.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So part of what, you know, through the class itself, they would be able to upload right away in class. They'd be able to upload their assignments. And then what I usually do when they upload the assignments is then we'd just be able to do a class critique. And so so we could critique them in class if they're here physically, and then if it's an online class, then what I've done in the past for, you know, the online classes that I've done at Merrimack is do a video that just basically takes, so say if we have 8 students in the class, and they submit 5 to 10 pieces for their, you know, project, then I take those 5 to 10 pieces that they've uploaded and I make a little movie and critique, you know, each one. So the movie ends up being about 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and the students get to see everybody's work, and then they get to hear the critique. And then from those, then I'll pick like the best couple of shots, and that those will in turn go on to the website, and also the social media.
Is there any possibility of the advanced students getting college credit for it?
Oh yeah. So when I talked to Adobe about that, the if you look on the budget here, it says Adobe Captivate software for their yearly subscription. So right now they've given me that. They basically said, well, we'll just give you that to you for right now, you know, if you want to get started. And so what that allows me to do is to go through the process, because it's, have you heard of this? It's an LMS module, learning module system. Mm-hmm. And it's also what, like Merrimack uses. They use Blackboard, if you've heard of that.
Yes.
So Blackboard is the same kind of thing. It's just a different piece of software. Mm-hmm. This Captivate software is what Adobe uses. And so going through the proper channels, I can get them to get college credit. I have to apply for it, but yeah.
Possibly.
Yes, possibly. Yeah.
Possibly.
But yeah, I mean, that's... Fortunately, I've had plenty of experience teaching with Blackboard, and, you know, from what I've seen other entities do the same kind of thing. I haven't applied for this for college credit for a class before, but I think it's entirely possible.
So basically, will the students be on their own? Do you go out to get footage, or would you have specific?
Yeah. So that's a real good question. Yeah. So initially, when we do the first classes for when they just come into the system, we'll have them here.
Okay.
And so I'll, you know, myself or Patrick or somebody will physically be teaching the first classes. And then from then on, from there on, some of them will be developed to be online, and then those will be for pay. You know, so they'll be whatever the fee is that we decide. And then when they go on from there, then we'll boost them up with more advanced software, more advanced equipment. And then possibly be able to get them to a point where. And it's like, okay, now you can go to a community college and you'll be, you can be okay to go in and take these different classes. So at least they'll know where they could fit in, if they decide they want to go on from whatever classes we're going to teach them here.
Right. And the plan will always include some physical classes here at the library.
When we start them out.
Always through the maintain some classes here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and so Patrick and I, we were going over, we just figured that we would, once, if everything was approved, then we would just, next week, start in on figuring out the schedule of classes.
So you're thinking it could happen starting this summer?
Oh, yeah. I think we'll be planning right away, and then we'll be putting the website in order. Applying for the 501c3, and so I guess since we're already underway in for the spring, that we'll be able to plan for summer, or maybe even since we're not really tied in with the schools, we could actually, if we feel that we're ready, we could start maybe mid semester.
Like a spring break class, three or four days class over whatever the main spring break is.
Because the initial teaching with the phones or the tablets is not going to be a real comprehensive class. Mm. That would be something where we may be made like three times, and so we'd have three sets of assignments, and we would see where we'd go from there, and then we'd have some other classes beyond that plan. For beyond that. But I think some of it's going to be Patrick and I, finding out what also COCA wants to have done and Cinema St. Louis. And then we'll be able to sort of fit together what we think the classes will be and who's going to be teaching them and, how we'll get off the ground initially and then how we'll take it to the next level where the classes will be, some classes are going to be online. We'll still have other classes that will be available that will be here talking about. But we have to, in terms of, we have to figure out the scheduling.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, we always find that the teens are available in the summer. They're not as available during school because they've got so many activities, and that's, usually the best time to hit them is summertime. Maybe a spring break thing. I haven't thought about that. But so many of them have been activities that are just, continuous with being in school. So.
Our hope, too, is that this would be cross-generational, so it would be open to older adults, not just teens.
Absolutely.
Synergies between the older and the younger folks.
Absolutely.
We use it to do what Apple's doing with their stores, build a sense of community. Mm-hmm. I think the library's had a real good opportunity here to basically recharge the library's brand as a tech-centric hub of information. Mm. Not rebrand so much, but a new brand.
Yeah, I like that. Can I use that?
Okay, sure.
Well, are we ready to vote on this? I move we accept this proposal. And
well, I think we might need to get some information back from our city attorney as to the process.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to wait for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Or motion that we move ahead and see what the city attorney says about making transitions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That we like what we have here, and we'll wait for the attorney.
I do think you do a motion to accept the proposal. The feeling of the board is very positive towards it.
Yeah.
We should probably do something like that.
I think that would be good.
Okay. You want to make that
motion? I will make that motion.
And Kyle's got the exact wording down.
You're right.
To acknowledge acknowledge the positive feelings of the commission for this proposal. And we hope to be able to move forward with it as we hear from our attorney. Does that cover it pretty well?
Just note from the attorney, we're just waiting for the advised best process to do this.
Right, right.
So are we at a point where Steve could make a report to the council?
Yeah, that was another thing I was wondering about. You know, Steve, you weren't here at that pivotal last meeting. But, you know, and, you know, this is something that probably should be announced to the city council.
So this next council meeting.
Mm. Well, Pat, if you'd be able to go and and speak, and I can try and attend and sort of just be your backup there.
Right. Yes. I'll be there.
When is the next council meeting?
February 12th, I believe.
Right before Valentine's Day.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor.
All those in favor of the motion, of how it's worded, that that we accept the proposal.
Both of them.
Yeah, both. Both.
The combined proposal.
The combined proposal.
As presented.
Yeah, as presented. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Enthusiastically.
Aye. Okay. any nays? Okay. It's passed.
Thank you all.
I'd encourage you to reach out to a lot of the not-for-profits in the area, the churches, the neighborhood associations, all of which need the skill sets that you'll be teaching here. That'll bring some of the older adults in as well.
We sure will.
Plus, afford the grant opportunities and probably our library representative would have a better handle on this, but is there any way to leverage this money into getting a matching national digital grant of any sort for the library?
At this time, they don't have any grants like that. The grants that we are eligible for are mostly equipment-oriented, but not anything for classes. So and every time we
need
do
equipment for classes,
right? Every time we put in for equipment, we do library services LSTA technology grant. And the state of Missouri actually administers a grant, but it's federal money. So yes, we always do that.
Just looking to make the most of our money. Is there any matching?
This
would be a match for
For those grants for the equipment. When we get approved for those grants, I think they cover 75% and then the library covers 25%. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we got the grant for the One Button Studio. So the library, actually part of the match was the library made that room over there. Mm-hmm. And then all the equipment was through the LSTA grant.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can't do building improvements, you can't do classes, but for equipment, especially technology, it's very... That's where most of our technology has come from.
That's good.
We'd love to leverage this and get more.
Just a question. Maybe there's some way to take this to another level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably at the next meeting we'll go more in depth about how we're going to move, and hopefully we'll hear back from our city attorney. Because I listened to the tape, and there's about like three different options that he's talking about. So, and then another... issue that we want to hear back from and something that we're expecting from them. Okay. That's it. We're now on the next part of our agenda, which is actually council comments.
Okay. I will. Sorry for being late as well, but I'll try to be brief. So almost a month now, we've got a new city manager. I was actually, last night I had my first one-on-one meeting with him, and so he got to talk about some of his ideas and things that he's moving forward. He's very positive. Some of the highlights of the things that he's looking at are just some reorganization of the structure. One of the things that I think he's going to focus on is making sure that customer satisfaction, meaning you all, is a priority. So he's going to be making sure that when things are being asked of the city and residents say, hey, what about this? They're actually going to be monitored, and through the city manager's office, he's going to have a more direct contact to make sure things are getting done so that he knows if someone came in with an issue, it's getting taken care of. I thought that was really important on how he looked at that, as well as making sure that everybody on council is moving in the right direction, a lot more strategic planning so that we're all on the same page as we move forward with a lot of those ideas. He's introducing and talking about new ideas for policing in the city. He's, you know, that I think is becoming an issue that is moving to the forefront on making sure that our city's safe, that our public facilities can be used. If the park isn't safe, it's not being used. One of our resources is now just is sitting there. So if residents don't want to walk to the park because they don't feel safe, well, that's a, you know, it's a drain in a sense on that part of our resource. And so he wants to make sure that that isn't happening. And so he's moving that to the forefront. And he also, in a broad term, takes a very, one of the things I took away from the meeting was, in a broad sense, he doesn't look at his job as necessarily, although he's watching out for the city, but that term doesn't just mean the organization of the city and our streets, but it's the people. It's one person, one block, one street at a time. That's how you make the city better. So it's not just how do we make this overall city economic development, you know, that, you know, these broad terms, but actually how does it impact you and you and you, and how do we make it better for everybody in a more targeted sense? And so that's, I thought that was interesting that he looked at his job that closely. So I'm excited about that. I've really been impressed with the, you know, the month so far that we've had with him. So I'm happy we're moving forward in many, many areas, but we'll see how it goes. It's only been a month. So we'll see what those changes look like in more concrete terms coming up. He sends out a newsletter to council every Friday explaining what's going on. What's going on with the departments? What's new? What's on the horizon for next week or the week after? So that we're really going to be involved more to see that, so that we can communicate those things to residents and say, this is what's coming up. So you don't, and I was happy to hear that, so we don't have situations where it looks like something got on our agenda and it was passed. Where did this come from? You'll get that, you'll see the horizon hopefully more out in the distance than had been in the past. I think that's important for all of us as well. So that's one of the big changes that's been going on. The other one is, I know I broke the news here, I think when it first came out was the MSD project with the storage tanks that they had proposed. And so the big news now is MSD went out and did more community engagement. They've analyzed the responses. Whether they're accurately analyzed or not, that's another question. But they came back at one point with options on where to put these tanks instead of the two A and B they originally gave us. And they came back with a number of options, and now they've come back and said, well, it looks like, based on what we've heard, option C6, I think, is the number on it, but it's back by Seafood City off of Olive. So it's south of Olive now instead of north, and they were looking at putting the tanks underground. The tanks themselves wouldn't displace any homes, but there would be easements associated with that. They're right behind some homes, so there's still impact. So there's still discussions that have to be made. Can that be changed in any way to limit that? Is there anything else we can do? And City Council authorized Monday night an expenditure for an engineer to review data and to look at what MSD has and to kind of make sure we're comfortable with what's going on. So doing our own review, hopefully we can get that underway. So it's all that, I think, is moving in the right direction. It's gone from A or B, take it or leave it, to a collaborative process, to further analyzation, and hopefully we'll find something that we can work on and agree with moving forward. Obviously, some people just don't want these storage tanks in U-City at all, and that's understandable. I get that, but if that's the position, then it's kind of, you know, well, we've drawn a line in the sand if that's our only position, and MSD. being another governmental entity, could just draw their line and say, well, we're going to put them wherever we want. So I don't know if that's the best position to take, but we'll see where we can go, and hopefully...
Get it in or surf's up, dude.
and that's how they do explain it to us in a way that this is helpful to many people that have problems with the flooding and the basement backups. And so.
Well, they've got a federal suit on their backs.
They've got the consent agreement that they've got to follow on, so they're trying to get those things done. So, but hopefully with that collaboration that I think we shifted the way it worked, much with a lot of the help from residents who came out and said, wait a minute, slow this down. And so hopefully now we can move in the right direction and get that accomplished. So those are two real big things that have been going on in the last week or so, the last month.
Looking at now that the filing is closed for the next election, looks like you may have a more congenial council after April.
That is possible. There are four seats up for election, the mayor, and then one in each ward, and there's only one contested race so far. Write-ins can go up until the middle of March sometime. Up until the middle of March.
Middle of March.
That there could be a write-in candidate could announce.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, that deadline's pretty long. It's basically the deadline's far enough out so that the county could do what they need to do to get that as part of the election.
Okay.
So for all those people that just write in a write-in candidate and no one announced and they just put in their neighbor's name, those are always tossed off. They're always, those don't get counted at all. They're just write in and it doesn't count.
So I know Terry Crow is running for mayor. He's uncontested, but who is running in his seat?
No one is running. Terry's, so what happened with Terry's seat, if this moves through, as it looks like it could, if no one writes in and no one opposes him, Terry will become mayor. His seat becomes vacant, and so then we have to follow the charter provisions for filling a vacancy. So after 60 days after it becomes vacant, the council has that window to appoint someone, and then that person would stay on for a while, and then there would be another election to fill it for the end of the term, if I'm remembering the charter the right way. If that there is no appointment, council can't come to an agreement, then they have an election to fill it. And so that's how that is. And so the second ward is the only ward with a contested election.
Right.
And that's not they're both people that are running. There's no incumbent running, so they're just putting new folks that want to serve in the second ward.
I have a question about the Prop P money.
Yes.
Does it have to be determined within a certain period of time how it's going to be spent, or can it just be put in our coffers and whenever we want to use it, we use it?
I don't think there was any time frames on when to use it.
Okay.
Not that we're just going to be... not that we're in a position to just store money and wait, but I don't think there was.
Okay.
I think that until we make decisions about it, because there really haven't been any made specifically what we would spend it on, it does... we have set up a separate account for it, so it's going to have its own account.
Is it there now, or are we waiting
to
get it?
I would have to check with Tina and Revenue Department to see if some has been collected already. But I know it was going to be segregated so that everybody could know what went in, what came in, and what it got spent on. It'll have its own light on it, just like any some of the other funds that we have that come through special taxes or whatnot. So
I thought there was going to be a follow-up meeting from last year.
There was one that we had last year, and the other one is coming up. There's another town hall meeting on Prop P in February. I'll have to get the date.
Oh, February.
But there was another one that staff was getting put together, was putting together, and I saw a date, but I can't remember it off the top of my head.
I know the first one, the turnout was so-so, and I know many people expressed that there should be another meeting so more citizens can be involved.
There was going to be another one. And I thought, you could always have more people at these meetings.
I mean, it wasn't a bad
turnout. It wasn't bad, but there's still people that I think wanted to weigh in on it that weren't there.
Right.
So give them another shot and hopefully more people show up.
Yeah, hopefully.
Good conversations at that meeting and lots of ideas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's no one answer on how to spend new money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So our next meeting date
is? And next meeting.
And the other big news is that Mr. Wilcox and Mr. Stokes did re-up for another term. And their appointments were unanimously approved at the last meeting.
Goodness. It's something unanimous on that council. That's
no, it's
impressive.
Also unanimous lately.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know. I'm just trying to make myself look good.
Yeah, we battled over your appointment, but you won out.
Thank you.
Well, normally our meetings are the last...
fourth Thursday.
Yeah, the fourth Thursday.
Which
I see on...
22nd.
Yeah, the 22nd.
Thursday.
There's one thing that I am kind of concerned about, though. Our representative from the school board can't meet on the fourth Thursday.
The school
she
board
was her last
yeah, because the school
last
board
time.
Meeting.
Yeah.
She was her last time.
I don't think there's a
yeah,
school board meeting.
Yeah, because I don't think
tonight.
That was normal.
Oh, really?
Point. I don't think there's a school board meeting tonight.
I don't know because I hadn't thought.
No, I looked it up. I don't think there is.
Oh. Well, maybe she's campaigning because she is running again.
Oh, she's running. So who's running for school board, do you know?
There's about five.
Oh,
there's two incumbent and...
Published.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where did you see that? I've been looking.
I think it was in the U City newspaper.
Yeah.
Maybe in the Western Word, too. Right? Mm-hmm.
So, and I can't figure out how to get out to the calendar for the school board. Or should we even be even concerned about that? What do you want to? What's your? Because she can't vote, but I'd like to
well,
have her
it's
input.
Good for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I think that this would be.
But I do think we've been meeting on the fourth Thursday for
mm-hmm.
a long time, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, we only have a few more months to go.
So we should at least tentatively plan on the 22nd.
Okay.
Washington's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's no longer a holiday.
All right, and I'm going to see a play.
Okay, so we're going to meet on the February the 22nd then. I did make note.
And we'll try to go on the 12th to City Council?
Yes.
So I'll move we adjourn.
Well, I had a question, I guess, about the budget, our own budget here. So perhaps I understand you might have talked about it, but I do think we need to add the $60,000 for
yeah, we
the media work. You
yeah.
talked about all that?
Yeah,
okay.
we talked
yeah.
about all
okay.
that.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
good,
I saw that
okay.
left off.
Yeah, and that this is just a draft. There's other
okay.
things
yeah,
that might change,
yeah.
like the legal side will... Might change.
For when you go to the City Council meeting on the 12th, is there anything specific I should have Lorit put in the packets, you think? Just maybe the combined
proposal
maybe?
Yeah.
The proposal.
I think that's about it. Maybe
mm-hmm.
minutes or anything like that? Or
the
proposal.
Just the proposal.
Okay.
You have two spare copies for Pat and I, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also send the proposal to Ms. Hendrick. She wasn't here too.
She should have been on the email that I sent out.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean this I don't think this was. In, is this?
Yeah, it was on the email too.
Oh, okay. You got it.
Are there
yeah,
people
the
that are supposed to be
yeah,
on this, in this at this meeting that aren't here?
Just
other than Beth. There's somebody.
Don't we have a vacancy?
Orth Norton, and I'm going to send an email. Life has been a little complicated lately.
Well,
I need to tell him that he needs to resign.
Yeah.
Christopher.
I thought he did resign.
I don't know if a letter was sent.
He sent that email, didn't he?
I didn't receive an email.
Oh, I thought he resigned.
So we'll be finishing that up. So, okay. And
the
floor to adjourn. A second? No, that doesn't have to be a second.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll agree.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you. If you see the other Tony,
oh, yeah.
Tell him.
I just wanted to. know. Okay. The budget is—it's just a basic, you know, so because of what was discussed.
Oh no! Yeah, I know why we're doing it. I agree. But you see, we had that one big thing missing.
Yeah.
And I would also assume we'd do the TV Sonoma Live file donation.
Well, yes, I want to see it.
So that 5,900
counting on, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yes. But Kyle, no. And then
the TV Sonoma Live file donation.
I was able to listen to the meeting, so I have it. Different points of work to come up. I'm gonna listen to it again.
A friend of mine.
Because